0623.
Bad time to take a vacation at some of those Mexican resorts. Hurricane Rina, smack dab in the middle of them, maybe in the next 36 hours. Hey, everybody. Kate Delaney, America Tonight. Coming up in this show, we're going to talk to our man in Hollywood, Stephen Chouhet. Also, a little bit of the politics of the day, naturally. So we go inside the Beltway with Talk Radio News. The Baz, this time around, what a treat you're in for. He doesn't pull any punches. He talks about Rick Perry's tax plan that really isn't so easy to understand. See, it's got to be about bumper sticker politics. If it ain't easy, then nobody's going to grasp it at this time, because we live in such a world of ADD that there's just no way you can meander through figures, especially when you're in front of a microphone and you're trying to get votes and trying to get people hooked into your plan. If it's not simple, it's not going to work. That's why, even though people are picking it apart now, the 999 deal with Herman Cain was so perfect. So Rick Perry, a tough day for him. He tries to explain the flat tax, which there's nothing necessarily wrong at all with that, because I'm for a flat or a fair tax in the near future anyway. But his numbers, the most recent poll, the New York Times released some figures, he was in single digits. So his course has truly reversed. Does he have enough of what it takes to get back into the race, really? I mean, he can stay in the game as long as he wants, but does he have a real crack at getting the Republican nod? So his tax idea is to pay a 20% flat tax income-wise across the board and to keep the federal tax code intact and add an optional flat tax. So it was rather confusing. We'll try to unravel that throughout our various hours of America Tonight in the next couple of days. At the top, it was about politics for the president. He talked politics, Libya, and other things with Jay Leno doing the late-night circuit deal. Here he says it's pretty simple. Take a listen.
If you thought the last election was crucial, then I've got to tell you that what happens in the promise in this year is going to be more consequential, more important to the future of our kids and our grandchildren.
All right, so do you think now he's running on a platform of more consequential? The last couple of days, it's been, we can't afford to wait. I don't know. It probably is an evolving slogan that the Democrats are going to try to slap on to this re-election bid. We're still 13 months away, although we're getting closer to an official year away from the election, the next election cycle for president. All right, also don't forget you can send me your thoughts always at americatonight.net. Because we are looking for some of those slogans. The best slogan for any of the Republican candidates, the best slogan that we'll pick in the next 2 weeks wins a copy of my book, Level the Playing Field. Because, after all, that's what they're trying to do. They're trying to level the playing field, aren't they? I'll tell you right at the top, I am so sick of hearing about these kinds of stories. You know, what's your initial reaction when you only hear the words kids found in cages? What are you thinking? You're thinking that those people deserve to be tied up. Yeah, four young kids were found with, allegedly, in a wire animal kennel in North Platte, Nebraska. There were four adults who lived at a trailer. They're facing all kinds of charges, of course. And they had apparently had these kids that were in the kennel. And they were, two of them were really young, 5 and 3. The cage did have a mattress. The other kids, you had 8 years and then an 8-month-old, too. And the reason I bring this up at the top is because I don't always think that we remember the victims. And we need to flip that equation around. When we talk about justice for all, there has to be, at some point, justice for these victims. You know, how are these people getting by with this and nobody is realizing what's going on here? Luckily, after being arraigned on Tuesday afternoon, and there were 4 people, a couple of them were still in jail because they couldn't bond themselves out or get someone to bond them out. It was a $50,000 bond or bail, if you want. And I think it's one of the most heinous things anyone can do. What do you, you know, what equals the right kind of punishment for people who do that to kids? They should be thrown in prison forever. Throw the key away, lock them up. You know, the kids have now this background of abuse and neglect and violence that they're going to grow up in remembering what happened, and you can't prosecute these parents, and apparently they were parents. Because initially, like many of you would think, as I said, what's the image that you conjure up when you hear a cage and kids and adults? Sadly, a lot of people are thinking, ooh, they're trying to get money from the state. But this was no such thing. This was parents who didn't want to deal with kids, so they put them in cages. Put them in cages. Oh, are you kidding? And I'm sure some wild details will end up falling out of this once they get into the court situation. Certainly, the kids won't end up back with these adults. But what were the parents doing? Was it a situation where drugs? Was it a drug situation? What were they thinking, you know, with what they were doing, imprisoning them? It's, and misdemeanor child abuse is certainly one of the charges they'll face. False imprisonment has to be another one that they're going to face. And, I mean, it's unclear as to why they did this, but your mind certainly runs in a lot of different directions. And then you think of all the people who would gladly take these young kids and give them a good home. All the people were 25 or younger. So they were certainly young. That's what made me think this could be a situation where maybe there were some drugs involved. I don't know that. And as I said, we'll see when the details come out in the next, you know, couple of months, because they're rushing to get this one through the system as fast as they can and then figure out what to do with these kids. All right, as I said, coming up on the flip side, Stephen Shohet joins us to talk things Hollywood. Charlie Sheen, previously of 2 and a Half Men, takes a swipe back at the show. What does it all mean? Also, West Side Story. Some of you probably saw West Side Story when you were a kid, celebrating a big anniversary. You know, it pops up here and there across the country as musicals. And, of course, West Side Story gets recycled now and again on Broadway. So we'll talk to him next as we usher him out of our virtual green room. Stay with us.
Did you know nuclear radiation is still spewing out of the melted down reactors in Fukushima, Japan, and making its way across the entire U.S. continent, contaminating the air, water, and food? Dangerously high levels of radiation are a reality here. As a result, radiation poisoning is a distinct possibility for anyone living in the U.S. unless you do something to protect yourself. How? With liquid zeolite from RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Without a doubt, liquid zeolite is by far the best product to remove radiation from your body. It safely removes toxins toxins and heavy metals, boosts energy levels, and promotes a strong immune system. Liquid zeolite is so powerful it was used to clean up contamination in Chernobyl, yet so gentle you won't even know you're taking it. Liquid zeolite comes with a money-back guarantee, but is only available at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Learn how to get free bottles of liquid zeolite by calling 800-880-9976. That's 800-880-9976. Or go to RestoreYourHealthNow.com. That's RestoreYourHealthNow.com.
Greetings again. This is John Swenson at Midas Resources, your source for gold and silver. You know, I have the same crystal ball that you have when it comes to what's just around the corner. But we both know that there's nothing on the financial horizon that looks very good. The single measure of good news is that precious metals continue to outperform everything else out there. Right now is a time to take a hard look. Pricing is more attractive now than it's been in many months. Historically and traditionally, this is when prices rise the fastest. They haven't, and opportunity's knocking. Please give me a call, 800-686-2237, extension 128. I promise you an informative, no pressure, no nonsense conversation. We might even have some grins. This is John Swenson at Midas Resources, 800-686-2237, extension 128. Just make that call. Thanks.
Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado, and to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. But it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America, and he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what Pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier, and I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com. From politics of one sort and heading out to politics of another. You know, there's really a lot in common. What happens in the Beltway and then what happens in Hollywood, believe it or not. There is some common themes. Our man in Hollywood, Stephen Shohat, we love this guy. He's the ultimate storyteller. He's got a great book called Hollywood Stories, short, entertaining anecdotes about the stars and legends of the movies. It never gets old. He needs to write like four volumes of it, though. Stephen, you need to write another two or three volumes of it because I think you have so many more stories to tell, my friend.
You know, that's how I did the first one. I just keep researching, and when it comes, it'll come. You know, but this one's pretty timeless, like you said. But
yeah.
Eventually there'll be more stuff, and I'm always constantly on the lookout for new stories. It's funny you mentioned that. I mean, who was here the other day? President Obama going around and seeing a bunch of Hollywood people. So definitely, there's always been that connection, even since the early days of Hollywood. People like Mary Pickford had relationships with Calvin Coolidge, so it goes way back, and I'm sure it'll continue.
Oh, I agree. Well, think about it: the money, the glamour, the fame, and you know what they say about politics makes for interesting or strange bedfellows. No doubt
right,
about that.
Right, absolutely. I just read a really good book. It was called The Men Who Would Be King, and it was about Steven Spielberg David Geffen and Jeffrey Katzenberg in DreamWorks. And the writer in the book, she mentioned that some of the sources that she talked to were so afraid of meeting her in Beverly Hills and in Malibu that if they met at any restaurant, they were afraid that somebody, some waiter, somebody would be a spy or would overhear it or would report back to the big shots and their career would be ruined. And so there were these clandestine meetings like 2 hours away at the Van Nuys Air Force Base, I'm sorry, the Ventura Naval Yard and things like that so that they wouldn't be overheard. And they weren't even saying bad things about these guys. I mean, the book was pretty complimentary toward the three of them, but definitely there is a lot of power and some people greatly fearing that power happening in this city.
Oh, yeah. You know, speaking of power, there was that whole clash with CBS and Chuck Lorre with CBS being, of course, a big-time producer for them, and Two and a Half Men, what happened with that, and Charlie Sheen and all the fallout. And now Charlie Sheen, I guess, decided to bite back. He got his settlement, asked Ashton Kutcher's in place on that show. The ratings initially soared, and now they've dipped back down to earth. What's the deal on that?
Well, you know, at first Charlie Sheen was very pleased with the opening of Two and a Half Men. He thought it was well done. He thought it was funny. And now, 4 weeks later, the ratings generally have gone down, although they were up the other night. Some people are crediting that to following Monday, Two and a Half Men following Monday Night Football. But he has said that the direction of the show is just not good at all, and he feels very bad about how they're ruining what he left behind. Now he's taking great strides not to insult Ashton Kutcher and say it's not his fault. He's doing the best he can with the character, but he's definitely making it. And I don't know if how that works out, because I think part of the settlement was he's not supposed to badmouth the show anymore, or at least he's not supposed to badmouth Chuck Lorre. And meanwhile, he's also, and I think it'll happen pretty soon, he's also got a lot of potential suitors for his new idea for a show, which looks like it would be pretty fun. I mean, Anger Management, fun movie with Jack Nicholson and Adam Sandler and Charlie Sheen in the Jack Nicholson role, and the Comedy Network seems to be one of the early favorites to get that show. The thing is, you know, do people, what Charlie Sheen do they want? Do they want the you know, sort of nice, more conciliatory Charlie Sheen the last couple of months, or do they want the really bad boy Charlie Sheen? But they might want the bad boy one more, but either way, it's going to be tough to insure, so maybe it's safer to have the more calmed down one.
Who do you think won out in this whole thing? Was it kind of a split the difference, or what do you think?
I think Charlie Sheen won. I hate to say, winning, but I hate to say, but I mean, right now he's the highest paid actor in Hollywood because of this $25 million settlement, and he's not working. I mean, he did the comedy roast on Comedy Central, but I mean, he was able to get a new house for Denise Richards. I mean, if he gets his own show on another network, I mean, the saga's not over yet, but I'm telling you, when you go online and you see the response to Ashton, I mean, some of it's positive, but not much. I mean, it's just he just doesn't have the popularity that Charlie Sheen did. So I think people are really not everybody, but a lot of people are really bad mouthing the show at this point. So it looks like Charlie Sheen is coming out ahead, but the saga continues.
What do you think Martin Sheen thinks of all this?
Well, I'm sure he's. I don't know.
I think he doesn't like it, is what I think. Cause
yeah.
In just a few brief conversations I've ever had with him, I mean, this is his son, and probably in a way he's saying, ha, that's good for him, he got the money. But I'm sure he doesn't like constantly all the attention.
Well, but if he's not doing drugs anymore and he's not doing the same wild lifestyle, or at least he's toned it down and he seems healthier, I'm sure that would make him happy.
Yeah, no kidding. Hey, one last thing before you skedaddle, a big deal with West Side Story. How long has West Side Story been around?
It came out 50 years ago exactly in October, and it was an improbable classic movie. Do you know, that was not a hit on Broadway, and Natalie Wood, when she was in that movie, she was offered $200,000 plus 5% of the gross, or $250,000, and she took the $250,000 because she wanted to build a house with Robert Wagner, and she didn't have confidence in it. You know, that seems like such a tame movie now, but I mean, so many people were warned against the gang activities in that movie. I mean, like, for example, Elvis Presley was originally going to play the role of Tony, or at least he was up for it. And Colonel Parker, his manager, didn't want him to be involved with it. And Natalie Wood forever, I mean, unfortunately, she didn't live a very long time after that. But for the rest of her life, she regretted not taking the 5%. It would have been worth millions and millions of dollars. So West Side Story was one of those unexpected massive hits. I mean, they had all the issues of how do you make the audience believe that these gang members are walking down the street and all of a sudden they start singing. And so what they did was they filmed half the movie in New York, where they show you the overhead shots and they sort of focus in on the gang members. Then half the movie was made in L.A., and that caused some problems because they had the one scene where the two New York gangs are about to have a rumble, and I don't know if it was some prankster, but somebody put graffiti on the wall, and it said, "Go Lakers."
And this is, I think, the last time it was in New York. It's off and on again with Broadway. It comes back, and it evolves around again.
Yeah, well, of course, I mean, obviously, since it's Romeo and Juliet was the basis for it, that story's been around for a long time. In fact, originally it was going to be a Jewish girl and a Christian boy, and then some of the people involved with it became interested in some of the gangs going on, the gang activities in L.A., and it was going to be called East Side Story and take place in East L.A., and then most of the people involved with it were in New York, and they felt more comfortable doing a New York-based story. And then at that particular time, there were a lot of news items in the late 50s about Puerto Rican and Anglo gangs going up against each other. And so that's what laid out the basis for the story. But I think the reason, well, a big reason it's lasted so long is because the songs are so epic and powerful and hummable. So I think it'll keep going. For the foreseeable future.
Yeah, I agree with you. Always a pleasure. The ultimate storyteller, as I said, Stephen Showhead, Hollywood Stories, short, entertaining anecdotes about the stars and legends of the movies. Thanks, Stephen.
You got it, Kate.
We'll talk to him again next week. He comes on, each week, and it's really true. He must have these filed away in some system in his head or some place where he can recall them, because he does have amazing, amazing backstories. I got to remember that book, too, that he said he read, Men Who Would Be Kings. See the similarities? Politics, Hollywood. All right, we're back to politics. The Baz is coming up on the flip side here on ATN.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Smokers, Are you still smoking traditional cigarettes? Are you still smelling up your clothes and car interior, staining your teeth, and getting ashes everywhere? Why, when you could be smoking or vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. With LeCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replacement cartridges, you'll get all the satisfaction of smoking, but no smoking hazards. Choose from a wide variety of our new American-made Vapriate e-liquid flavors at LeCig.com, spelled L-E-C-I-G.com, or call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker. Warning, e-cigs may contain nicotine, an addictive substance known to the state of California to cause birth defects or cancer. Please be aware of the risks associated with e-cigs prior to use. You must be 18 years or older to purchase.
What happened, man? You used to be energetic, happy, and wow, did the ladies love you. Now, you fall asleep on the couch, irritable, and out of shape. Don't be that guy. Call now for a risk-free trial of Ageless Male, a natural supplement shown to raise testosterone by 50% and maintain healthy, normal levels. No injections, no appointments. With healthy testosterone levels, you can feel that energy again, that great outlook again, and yes, even a healthy sex drive. Right now, you can try Ageless Male risk-free. There's nothing to lose, guys. If you're a man who's noticed changes in your body, your mood, your sex life, call now for a risk-free trial of Ageless Male. Be the guy you used to be. Just call 1-888-246-0623. Don't wait another day. Just call 1-888-246-0623. Again, 1-888-246-0623.
For centuries, silver has been used as a powerful natural antibiotic, and as a listener to this station, you probably already know the benefits of using colloidal silver. With so many websites to choose from, finding a reputable patriotic company with great products at affordable prices can be a difficult task. Introducing UtopiaSilver.com. UtopiaSilver.com carries the best, most effective, and most affordable colloidal silver and colloidal gold products in the industry. UtopiaSilver.com also carries products to fit your lifestyle, including weight loss, immune system defense, cleanses, herbs, joint and bone care, and much more. First-time customers using promo code GCN50 will receive 50% off all colloidal products. Visit us today at Utopia Silver, that's U-T-O-P-I-A Silver, utopiasilver.com, or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338. UtopiaSilver.com, taking back America's healthcare one American at a time.
Of America Tonight with me, Kate Delaney. Always right off the bat, we go inside the Beltway with the true insiders, the Baz. What a treat. Ken Bassinet from Talk Radio News. Baz, how are you?
I'm pretty good. How about you, Kate?
I'm doing pretty well. I have to say my second team, because, you know, sometimes in baseball you can have a mistress. My first team is the Phillies, but my second team is the Rangers, and who knows, maybe they win the series.
Yeah.
I know, you're a Red Sox fan.
Well, it's not that I'm a Red Sox fan, it's that I, you know, if my team's not in it, I like a poetic story. And the Cardinals are so much more poetic than the George Bush Rangers. But if that's, you know, if that's good for you.
Nolan Ryan! The Ryan Express! Seven no hitters!
And you're
Come
even
on.
Singing it to me. Come
hey
on,
now.
Kenny. You know better than that. What kind of an East Coast guy are you?
I know.
You know what? You're absolutely right. There is a certain romance that you just accurately pointed out. And I'll meet you halfway. If that's good enough for you, then that's good enough for you.
Sweet. Sweet. And for all our listeners in Connecticut, hey, Ryan only won one World Series in the 60s with the Mets. So
yeah.
There. So you got to remember
that. It was a good one, wasn't it?
It was.
It was amazing, as I recall.
Amazing. Aha, right? That's a hint. Look it up. Google it, folks, if you don't know what he's talking about. All right, speaking of Googling, what is going on with Rick Perry? Rick Perry, the day was designed for him to ease into his giant proposal about a flat tax, but he got derailed early on, didn't he?
Yeah, he fell flat on his face, I think. It was a really, really, really interesting day. As we all know in this business, and your astute listeners are well aware of this, when you roll out a plan, you want it to be a clean hit. And you want to take the ball out of the park, obviously, to keep with the baseball metaphor. And, you know, it just didn't go that way for him. He did an interview with John Harwood today, the lead correspondent in Washington for CNBC, who also writes for the New York Times. Very smart, fair, honest journalist. And John gave Governor Perry the opportunity in this interview to back away from that Parade magazine interview in which he rehashed the whole birth thing. You know, the thing about President Obama's birth certificate, which we all thought was dead and buried after Donald Trump was sent packing. And, you know, lo and behold, he basically, you know, doubled down and literally told CNBC that, no, he thought this was a good issue to bring up. And if that wasn't good enough, he added that he really enjoys poking fun at the president. And that's almost a verbatim quote, the poking fun part. And, you know, it quickly became a day in which, instead of people like us are reporting straightforward that Governor Perry has proposed an optional 20% flat tax program, we are now reporting, that the Governor Perry's flat tax proposal was almost overshadowed by this interview with CNBC. It's a political consultant's nightmare come true, Kate. There's no two ways about it, you know? Now, you know, it was going to be difficult enough to try and get people to understand something called an optional tax.
Yeah.
To start with. And, of course, you know, if you haven't explained it to your readers yet, to your listeners yet, I should say, you know, what's optional is you can either pay the 20% flat tax, which if you're a multimillionaire, that sounds like a really good deal. Or you can revert back to the current graduated tax system that we now have, which you and I probably would opt for.
Yeah.
You know? And, you know, if a plan is so good, then why is it optional? You know? And accountant and economist after economist, as you can imagine, are already coming out basically saying this doesn't add up. You know, it's, you know, it is not the exact science of mathematics. There's a degree of alchemy in there, so to speak.
Right, right.
And, you know, that's a really rough day. Now, you have to wonder why, you know, someone who was cast as the Republican Messiah who would save his party from Mitt Romney would be behaving like this. And I really think as the day went on, we got our answer. And it came in the form of a New York Times CBS poll, which now shows Rick Perry at a dismal 6%. And just to put that in perspective, on September 16th in the same poll, he was at 23%. On October 3rd, in the same poll, he was at 12%, and today he is at 6%. Kate, I think it's safe for us to say that the Rick Perry flavor of the month has melted.
Yeah, I like that line. I agree with you. But Herman Cain, I guess he's still hanging in there.
Well, not just hanging in there, but
he's leading.
The top.
Yeah.
This, you know, very colorful lineup of would-be nominees. He's at 25%, and conversely to what I just described, for Rick Perry, you know, on the 16th of September, Kane was at 5%. On the 3rd of October, 17%. And now he's at 25%. Now, that said, he, too, is a flavor of the month, we believe. And as you know, he's starting to come under some pretty intense scrutiny. So how long he stays up there is really, you know, the question. And Romney, sticking to, like, the whole sort of, you know, the formula that we've seen in these polls, Romney stays safely in that second position in striking distance. He never tumbles the way the boxing flavor of the month has. and the way the Perry flavor of the month has, and the way some of us, myself included, thinks Herman Cain will, you know?
Yeah.
It really is.
It's interesting.
You and I have discussed this. You know, President Obama, based on the metrics, really should be sweating right now.
Mm-hmm.
And even though he insists that he's not paying attention, which I do not believe, okay, he has to be at least getting information from his aides that basically say, Mr. President, they are doing everything they can to not beat you. It really is something.
Right, because how it, you like you said, up and down with the polls and things that are being said and all that stuff and flip-flopping.
Yeah. You know, and if you haven't watched these, if you haven't watched these debates yet, I urge your listeners to watch these debates. It is the greatest reality TV show going. You have to see it to believe it. And there's still more than 10 of them left. There's still more than 10 episodes of the GOP primary debates left. And I urge people to watch them because they really are something to behold. I mean, the theatrics alone make it well worth it. But you never know what's going to come out of someone's mouth.
You don't. That's it. It's must-see TV. I agree. The NBC line, must-see TV.
And while these guys are doing, you know, all of this infighting, this circular firing squad on the Republican side, if you will, there's President Obama out on the left coast shaking the money tree, getting pennies from heaven. Of course, pennies that add up to millions. He's out there on another fundraising tour. As you know, he stopped off tonight and had a few funny laughs with Jay Leno on The Tonight Show. And, you know, boom, raised some serious cash in L.A. It's going to raise some serious cash up in the Bay Area tomorrow. And, you know, that's the way he's running right now.
Do you think is this going to be his campaign? Is it going to be We Can't Wait? That's what he trotted out the other day in Vegas. Is that what do you think is going to be the slogan?
I think We Can't Wait is right now. I think We Can't Wait is about taking on the Republicans on the jobs bill and on the economic, you know, the whole culture of no.
Yeah.
These guys that the House controlled Republican Party is all about. I think that's what that theme is. We're way too early in the game for the final message, but I can tell you that, you know, We Can't Wait is very strong and very powerful, and you can tell that because the Republicans reacted to it very quickly. Because they know that that's the kind of thing that rolls off the tongue very easily.
Yeah.
And people can grasp it, okay? But believe me, the final message and the final, what this guy is going to try and get reelected on is, hey, say what you want about me and the economy, but at least I'm not them.
At least I'm not them.
Right. And it sounds like a one-liner.
Yeah.
I'm telling you, that's the closing argument.
Yeah.
The closing argument is, and I'll tell you why I believe that wholeheartedly, because I think Secretary of State Hillary Clinton, whom I just adore and think is the most important member of the president's cabinet, I adore as a leader, I should say.
Right.
And I respect, maybe that was the wrong word, but she's unbelievably smart, and I've had the privilege of having many conversations with her, and she blows me away each and every time. But when she appeared this weekend, Kate, on the Sunday shows, and she rattled off a very simple line when she was asked about, you know, the foreign policy of the Republicans and everything, and she simply said, in the end, you're going to want to ask yourself, who do you want on the hand of the tiller of the ship of state? And that is a most eloquent way to say what I just said to you earlier, which is, hey, at least I'm not them.
So,
and that's why I believe that will be the closing message ultimately in the election. So I think you're going to hear a lot of powerful themes like the one you picked up on.
Sure.
And I think you agree with me. That is a powerful theme.
Sure.
It's very easy to grasp. But I think that's more about the battle, not the war, if you will.
Right.
And of course, the battle right now is going to be over finishing up the debt deal with the super committee, right?
Right.
And also passing or trying to pass the jobs bill. You know, and, you know, it's really a Machiavellian scheme in so many ways on behalf of the president. I mean, every time these Republicans vote no, it's a new campaign ad for some member of Congress or someone who's going to challenge one of these members of Congress, I should say, you know,
sure.
And the Democrats are very well aware of that, you know.
Right. And they're trying to take up on those Ken Bassinet, always fun to chat with you, my friend from Talk Radio News. We'll talk to you again
soon. Thank you, Kate.
All right, thank you.
Fight back this cold and flu season with the world's best garlic extract, Alley C. Why Alley C? Because it helps your body fight viruses, bacteria, and fungi. Alley C has been scientifically proven in double-blind studies using low doses to greatly reduce the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Alley C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin, the active ingredient in crushed garlic. Studies show Alley C is effective against MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections. One tablet of Alley C has the equivalent of 40 cloves of garlic. Alley C supports your body's resistance to all types of conditions and can help lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. So boost your body's resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Alley C. For more information and to order Alley C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 1-877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com for your Alley C today.
If you owe the IRS money you can't pay, then listen carefully, because you already know that the problem won't go away by itself. You can get help today from the leading tax expert in the country, Dan Pilla.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. The IRS isn't going to just forget about you. Right now, the IRS is hiring thousands of tax collectors to go after delinquent accounts just like yours. That's why you need to take action today, and I can help. I take a simple but proven approach to solving your tax debt problem. First, I stabilize collections so you don't have to worry about wage and bank levies. Next, I build a detailed plan to get your debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even eliminated. Finally, I work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. So call now for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829.
Dan Pilla will solve your tax problem, guaranteed. He's helped thousands of people, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Ready for cold and flu season? Now's the time to get ready and save during the pre-winter sale at HerbalHealer.com. Stock up on powerful, natural flu fighters like olive leaf extract, elderberry power, and grapefruit seed liquid. Don't forget your vitamin D3 this winter. Right now, HerbalHealer.com has 120 soft gels, 1,000 IUs, on sale for only $9. And remember, HerbalHealer.com offers eFoods Global products, delicious, premium, storable foods that contain no MSG, no trans fats, no GMO, and have a 25-year shelf life. Click the eFoods link on HerbalHealer.com and try eFoods storable meals for free. Bookmark HerbalHealer.com, then experience live chat, correspondence courses, and sign up for our free newsletter. As always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Log on and hit the pre-winter special at HerbalHealer.com. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
With me, Kate Delaney, coast to coast, and all those nooks and crannies in between. In this edition of For Your Health, I know a ton of you are going to sympathize with people, or maybe you're one of those weekend warriors and this has happened to you. There's a strange, it's not strange, it's something that happens. It's called the frozen shoulder syndrome. My mother had it, and my mother was in great shape, athletic, and played a lot of tennis. So that's what they diagnosed her with. And one thing that so many people don't want, and there's about 9 million or so Americans who come down with this, is really, it's that under the knife thing. You don't want to go under the knife. You're worried about it. You know, what can you do to avoid that? Something that's non-surgical. That's what I'd go for. I'm going to pick door number A, and I know a lot of you feel the same way. So on the show joining us is chiropractor Dr. Francis Murphy to talk about that. And in fact, he was just honored last week by Parker College for an amazing medical breakthrough on this thing with the frozen shoulder syndrome, which he told me when he was in our virtual green room, isn't really the shoulder at all. Hey, Doc, thanks for coming on the show.
Hi, Kate. How are you?
I'm good. Hey, congratulations, too. Why aren't you, like, the chiropractor of the century or something? Didn't you get a big trophy?
I just the Alumni Association Chiropractor of the Year.
That's nice. You had to be excited.
Oh, it's great. It's fantastic. It's a great honor, actually.
Yeah. Yeah, that's what I heard. I heard from somebody else that it is a big deal to get that.
Yeah, well, the only one a year.
Yeah, one a year. It's just like the Emmys. It's just like the Grammys. So, again, congrats on that. Off the air, you were telling me that I guess it's kind of misnamed. It's not really the shoulder at all, right?
Well, it's been in the literature it's been described for about the last 200 years. But in more recent years, in the recent decades, it's been named frozen shoulder syndrome. Something has been around long enough. You know, the establishment will name it in order to identify it as one thing. And so frozen shoulder, the term has been around for about 40 years. And it's been always the medical profession and anybody really has always targeted the shoulder as the problem. Well, about 5 years ago, I stumbled upon what ended up being the true cause of frozen shoulder. It was totally unrelated to the shoulder. The cause and the problem is totally unrelated to the shoulder. And I've been able to devise a method of examining and treating this condition. I really don't treat the frozen shoulder. I don't treat frozen shoulder per se. I treat this problem with the central nervous system, with the spine and the way the skull and the spine become misaligned. And I've been fantastically successful at treating frozen shoulders in this way.
Yeah, so when you say that, when you say misaligned, so what is it you do? So somebody comes in to see you, what is that, you know, everybody always calls it the adjustment. What is the adjustment that you're making?
Well, an adjustment is, it's probably the most misunderstood thing in the world,
mm-hmm.
because I think people think of the adjustment as being similar to something that you'd see Arnold Schwarzenegger do to somebody's neck in the movie.
Yeah,
but a chiropractor is a highly trained individual. These people have passion about what they do. They have passion about health, and they become surgeons in their own way of being able to manipulate or adjust the spine just millimeters, just a very, very small amount that contributes to the normal function of that joint. And what we've come to learn is that every joint in the body is very important. And it's kind of like a dimmer switch. Your brain and the way your body works is a sum total of all the joint function. And as we get older and our joints become less functional, so our brain works less, and so our digestive system works less. And we find people that stay active and do things and create missions with their body stay healthier, and they don't succumb to a lot of these diseases.
Oh, I'm glad you brought that up. So I have a lot of friends that do yoga, both men and women, and they say it's made a huge change, the stretching. There's something about that. They're functioning better with their lower back problems that they've had in the past. And, of course, they're in better shape. You know, they're not carrying around extra weight, and that has something to do with it too, right? So would you recommend that, the stretching, the yoga?
Yeah, I do, but what I tell people is not to do one thing. To do yoga one day a week, to do Tai Chi one day a week, and Pilates and Zumba, and get on a bicycle one day a week, go swimming, go climbing, go, you know. It's the diversity of movements that keep us healthy, and I don't believe that doing the same thing all the time is as healthy.
So mixing it up would be much better for your back, your joints, all that kind of stuff. You must get a lot of people that, because so many chiropractors in your profession or women in your profession that are really good at what they do. You're feeding the people what they need, because you know they're in that horrible pain or they're pretzeled up, and then you go and you unpretzel them. That has to be a rewarding. Honestly, it has to be a rewarding profession. Is that what it is for you when you do that? and people come to you and then they leave and then they'll come back and you see the successes they're having, does that make you feel good?
It's fantastic. Well, when you can resolve somebody's frozen shoulder in a visit or two, and they've had this, sometimes the average person has it for 30 months, 3 years where they can't use their shoulder.
Ooh.
And so when you could take that away in just a few minutes or maybe a couple visits, yeah, you've done something that makes you feel good about yourself when you go home at night.
Yeah, no kidding.
Yeah. And, you know, it's just the way our society is built right now with technology and our access to technology that we're all flexed forward. We sit down a lot. We're in front of the computer. We hang our head down to look at our phone while we're texting. Even driving, you know, is you're sitting down, you're lunging forward. And we create this stretching of our nervous system via our frame. And we just always flexed forward. We don't do anything that really lays our body out and gets us exercising and moving as part of our everyday activities. Now, a lot of people will go to the gym and try to mitigate what they can of that. But, it's not a strategy. It's how they think it'll work out if they do this or they do that. And there's some real strategies, the chiropractors specifically wrap their mind around to get people to oppose gravity better and to, like I said, mitigate some of the ills of the body that are generated by sitting and leaning forward all the time. And nowadays we need it more than ever. So it becomes a thing of necessity instead of a thing of that only some people would, you know, at one time, only few people would go to a chiropractor, very few, and now it's becoming more mainstream.
Yeah, I agree with you there, absolutely. Give us one of the strategies. What's a strategy? I like that. That maybe somebody, I know a lot of people that work from home, and even though they work from home, they're still in that position that you're talking about all day long on the computer hunched over, and they just walk around once in a while. What can you do?
Well, you know, for people like that, you need a lifestyle change. If you're going to do that for a long time and continue to do it, I would build a standing station. And where you actually are standing at the computer, and when you wanted to take a rest, then you could sit down. When you're standing, it's much more difficult to slump over so much. Now, it's still, there are ways of, you know, loading one leg with all your weight and then loading your other leg with all your weight, and that's not good either. You want to keep yourself balanced. You want to keep your eyes on the horizon line, and you want to keep your shoulders back. And so we have to do some exercises that honor the extensor muscles of the back and give us strength back there. So it's a matter of climbing and crawling and swimming and Zumba and yoga and Tai Chi and making these muscles, these posterior extensor muscles, work. Spend an hour in front of the computer bent over forward. We should spend an hour's time doing these type of activities.
Yeah, I agree with you. I love the idea about standing to build that. That would change people's lives, and you know it, if they could do that, if they would just improve their workstation. And it's possible. It's easy to move things around if you try to do it, especially when you're in a home situation. Wow, this was good stuff. Dr. Francis Murphy, chiropractor extraordinaire. You can check out his stuff if you go to frozenshoulderdoctor.com. Thanks. We appreciate it.
Thank you, Kate.